I'm nothing if I don't have customers.
Yeah.
I'm nothing if I don't have clients. So you can never take away what their desires are. You have to listen. And if I hadn't gone on that road, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't have had the knowledge, the experience to be able to do what I do now.
All right, hey guys, welcome back to the studio. Today we have the beautiful Julie D, founder of Fusion Entertainment Detroit and the lead singer and manager of Persuasion Band. Welcome to the studio, Julie.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's so good to be here.
Of course, it's so good to reconnect. So, wow, you've had a lot cooking over the course of the last 15 years.
I've certainly tried.
Yes.
Definitely got to keep that heat going in the kitchen.
Absolutely. So your business, Fusion Entertainment, it's a monster. You are taking over.
Well, it's a baby monster, but I'm definitely trying to get it onto the bigger level. But
yeah,
it's definitely been a joy to create something and run something and then see it grow.
Yeah, well, it's snowballing because 5 years, it's your 5-year anniversary.
Yes.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How do you feel about that?
I love it. I love it. It's amazing how fast time goes. It feels like I just started it yesterday in some ways, but then you look back at everything that you've done and you're like, wow, yeah, 5 years has gone by.
Yeah. Like we were talking off camera, I was mentioning like the days are long, but the years fly by.
They really do.
It's crazy.
They really do.
Yes. So you're multi-talented. You've got the band, Persuasion, the Persuasion Band. That's amazing. So
you're
not only are you the manager, but you're one of the lead singers.
Yes, I am.
Yes. So how long have you guys been in biz for?
Like, well, gigging? I've been in Persuasion Band 23 years now. 23 years I've been in Persuasion Band. And I didn't always manage the band. That's only been a recent thing in the last couple of years. The band was founded by an amazing man named Larry Brandeberry, who actually passed about 3 years ago. So after he passed... after that, I took over managing it because the band wanted to continue. But Fusion's been around for 5 years. And Fusion is kind of a conglomeration of all sorts of various entertainment entities. It's a custom entertainment services agency.
Yeah.
So I do a little everything.
Yeah, you guys are quite an array of services.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I try.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about what you offer.
Pretty much whatever anybody needs.
Yeah.
So I am a very client-driven service. So I have clients, both private and corporate, that will come to me and say, we want this kind of entertainment. So it might be a specific kind of band, or it might be a specific kind of DJ, or they need celebrity impersonators, or they want karaoke at this event, or any kind of thing that a client needs. That's why I call it custom entertainment services. So there are a lot of times that I'm doing something for the very first time because the client is saying, we need this kind of impersonator. Or I had one event where they said, we want a ballet dancer, but she needs to dance to hip hop music, and she's going to be dancing with aerial dancers performing above her.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's that kind of a thing. And they call me and they say, can you do it? And I say, yeah, sure. Let me make some calls.
Perfect.
And I make it happen.
And how many folks are on your team at this point?
Well, it depends on what it is. I have two people that work for me on a regular basis, but they basically handle a lot of the karaoke end. Fusion Entertainment has a number of karaoke shows and karaoke events throughout the city. And so they handle a lot of that, and then they'll handle some of the DJ aspects. But when it comes to the other entertainment aspects, it's kind of endless because I subcontract. So I'm that service that people call and they say, oh, we need this. So when you look at it that way, it's an endless amount of people that I hire in and bring in and then share their talents with the right client.
I like that. That's smart. That's kind of what I was trying to explain to you about my studio, is that everything's customizable.
Yes.
Right? I love customization for 100%. Myself. Who doesn't?
Exactly.
Right? And so it's tailor-made for the customer, which
yep.
I think that's beautiful. And like I say, Fusion Entertainment is a bit of a monster because, you guys are all over the place with the karaoke. That's how I met you, actually,
yes.
Was at... I can't remember the venue that it was. I want to say it might have been the Hamlin Pub in Rochester.
It was the Hamlin Pub in Troy, but it was on Rochester
Road. On Rochester
yep.
Road, yes.
Yep.
But you were all over the place, too, because you were in Royal Oak. I mean, you guys were popping up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You were doing everything.
Yes.
And so, but you actually didn't start out with your own business. You were working for another organization, I think, at the time. Same for me. So,
mm-hmm.
like, before I started my business, obviously, I was implied employed by somebody else.
Yes.
But, you know, that relationship came to an end, and we talked a little bit about the rough road that can sometimes be.
Yes.
Like, the entrepreneurial road can sometimes be dark, and, like, I was no exception to that. Neither were you, you know, so facing a little adversity and starting up your business, we have that in common.
Absolutely.
I mean, what was that like, kind of coming to the end of the road, working for somebody else, and launching your own thing at the same time?
I think we've all had experiences where we have worked for somebody or worked for an organization and things don't end well. But I think the important thing when you come out of those situations is, what did you learn from it?
Yeah.
And what road does that ending put you on? And as difficult as that ending was with my previous company, I learned some invaluable lessons. And I learned about things that I did like and things that I didn't like. I learned just as much about how not to run a company.
Yes.
And how not to be a business person. And I have definitely taken those lessons, and I absolutely like who I am now so much more, and the path that I'm on. And if I hadn't gone on that road, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't have had the knowledge, the experience to be able to do what I do now. And I'm actually, looking back, grateful to have been able to go through that adversity, because I really like where I am today.
Yeah, I love what you said. That is solid gold, and I couldn't have said it better myself. And so, I mean, that taught me that my experience taught me. I also had kind of a rough go in the transition period, but I didn't stay as long as I did because it was bad all those years. I stayed because I was learning and I was growing the whole entire time.
Exactly.
And things are good until they're not, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way that it is.
Yes.
And I've had just as many not so great mentors that taught me great lessons. And I think, like, that's kind of where you're going with that too. And that's kind of how it was for me. And I reflect back on all those years kind of as they evolved. And I think, like, between me and my previous employer, we played the villain in each other's story as the transition happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of came together years later after and was like, hey, I love you. You taught me this, and vice versa. And we had that collaboration. And so I don't regret anything. And I know that I was an amazing employee, a team player, and I had an amazing mentor for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody goes through their stuff. And then when it comes to the end of the road and the shit hits the fan, I mean, it is what it is. You
right.
move forward, and what are the lessons?
Exactly.
I love what you said. You said it so beautifully.
Thank you.
And then after that, you had the little transition between coming to the end of the road and then starting up Fusion.
Well, it's interesting that exactly there was a period of time in between, and that break that I had actually had led to another opportunity that I started managing a music venue, a local music venue, and I started booking entertainment for that music venue in that kind of lull time. And when I started at Fusion Entertainment, it was actually during COVID. It was during the lockdown is when I actually created
Amazing.
The company. And I took all the elements of things that I've been doing professionally for 20 years at that point and kind of put them all under one umbrella. I consolidated it and I gave it shape and structure, as opposed to, oh, this is just something I know how to do. This is something I do on the side. I said, you know what? I do all of these things. Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, the booking of the bands and the book managing the music venue, that opportunity that I had, that's part of now what I do with Fusion Entertainment. So I think a huge thing of what we need to do professionally as we move forward is take every experience, good or bad, and the lessons that it allows us to learn, and then be able to take those and turn them into something else.
Yeah.
Later on.
You're cooking with grease today, Julie. I'm loving it, because we actually had such similar paths, because I had an in-between. In between the coming to the end of the road with that employer, I took another form of employment too, another path of employment myself. And with that employer, it didn't work out either. I was there for 2 short months, and that really led me to my ultimate path, which was starting up my own organization. So I did that. And 9 years later, here I am, you know, as 5 years later, here are you.
Mm-hmm.
And then with my second business, just like you said, it was during COVID. is when I put my studio together. Okay. So I put my studio together, and it was the podcast was an amalgamation of all my experiences. So everything that you just said in a nutshell was what the podcast was about. Mm-hmm. And putting my own podcast together based on my own experiences and other people like you that I've met who have stories to share. I thought, wow, let's turn it into a studio and open up the studio to other people that might want to spin a podcast out or host, you know what I mean? Yes. Any type of social media content, they can come, they can rent out the space and customize it themselves. So we kind of mirror each other a little bit.
I love that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I love that.
It's a lot. There's a lot of adversity that comes with starting up a business, and it's all lessons, but it's all good.
It is.
It's like even the bad and the gritty is like good.
It really is, because with the bad and the gritty, you also get a sense of freedom.
Yes.
You get a sense of I'm the captain of my own ship, and I get to make the decisions. And sometimes those aren't the best decisions, but you learn. And at the end of the day, you get to say, that was mine.
Yes.
And I did that for myself.
Yeah.
And I'm creating something that I can stand behind, that I can believe in, and I can run things the way that I think is the right way for me and for the people that are involved within my organization. I'm going to make the decisions that I feel are right and that I can live with and be happy with.
Yeah, and you're very mission focused, much as I am. And that's the most important to me in building a team. I love your team too, because some of them I've met, I want to say Dill.
Yes.
He's with you, and Dylan. He was with you probably as kind of a... what would you call it? Like one of the fans, I guess.
One of the patrons.
Yeah, yep. One of the patrons.
Absolutely.
Back in the day. And so I thought I saw him on your social media, and he's joined your team.
He has.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Believe it or not, I met Dylan when he was 16 years old. And he was coming to karaoke shows. They were family-friendly or, you know, venues at that time. But I met him then, and he remained just a friend as time went on. And then as I needed to kind of expand and basically grow and start having employees, he was the first one, and he's now gone on. He's the general manager. He handles so much of the things that I need him to do for the company, and he's invaluable.
That is amazing. I love that story, because it was so hard. The startup and finding people you can trust and count on.
Huge.
And that really believe in you and your vision and aren't competing with you or trying to hold you back out of jealousy. That happens.
It absolutely
does. Did that happen with you?
Well, not with Dylan, but in my previous situation, I can only guess. I can only hypothesize as to exactly what went on. But I do think that they felt that they were not my number one priority. And I do think that there was some jealousy over my success within their company in regards to that success was mine as opposed to belonging to them, even though I worked for them.
Right.
And there was a sense of ownership that they felt that they had over me and over the things that I was allowed to do and the people that I brought into events. And it actually led to a lawsuit. And one element of that lawsuit was the argument that everybody, as you mentioned, patrons, yourself included, were the property of that company.
Wow.
That they owned those people because my association with them began with their company. So they owned those people. I mean, in that time, I had gone on to become godmother to one of my longtime friend's daughters. But their argument was because that relationship originated within a show that I worked for them.
Wow.
They owned those people. I was not allowed to invite those people to anything.
That's very archaic.
It really is.
Well, to know you, I mean, you're very much a people person.
Thank you.
You're great at relationship building.
Thank you.
And if you have the pleasure of meeting Julie, you'll know, like, you're already a friend and just meeting you for the first time. You. That's what it's always been like. And here we are 15 years later. We're promoting your business and you're a beautiful guest on my podcast.
Thank like, you for having me.
Yes, you're great at keeping relationships and building relationships. And it's very tough to go up against something like that. And I know I experienced lawsuits myself and a lot of litigation throughout the course of the last 9 years. The things that come up, they don't always come to fruition, but even if someone just brings that your way, those curveballs mm-hmm. coming your way, it's a ton of stress and anxiety.
Oh, yes.
Like, you never know, like, what's coming in the mail. Are you yes. getting a subpoena when something's coming in registered and you have to sign for it? I'm like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
You never know. And we had talked off camera and we talked a little bit on the phone last week too. I mean, I had experienced so much stress and anxiety that I developed an autoimmune disorder called alopecia areata. It was like I was losing circle
yes.
patches in my beard
okay.
and in my hair, and it was I had just multiple things come my way. And what I learned out of those like horrific experiences was I always come out on the other side. It was like there was gold on the other side, but
exactly.
like in the moment, you're just like, how is this happening? I was so loyal to these people and
yes.
all I've been was loyal to the mission, and you're trying to build community. You're doing the same thing with Fusion Entertainment. That builds community. It brings people together. We don't
exactly.
own one another,
no.
right? We're independent.
No.
And so that's what community is about, but
exactly.
coming together. And wow, yeah, we've walked such similar paths
while not
being in touch over the course of so many years. It's interesting when you reconnect and you're like, wow, you too?
Yes. Yeah. It's like, really? Oh
yeah,
my God.
Right.
So I wasn't the only one that ever had to deal with this kind of a thing.
Yes.
So
I mean, just like, I think it's a beautiful thing that, you know, Dylan was a patron and then became a trusted friend and employee, and you have that.
Yes.
It's like, that's gold. It's really hard to find these days. And like I said, too, I mean, while you experienced, you know, maybe people not being so happy for your success, even within their own organization, because you were a star shining a little bit too bright, maybe, and they wanted to dim your shine. You know, those were the signs that ultimately led you to probably bring Fusion, you know,
yes.
into fruition.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's when I first created Fusion, it was during the lockdown. And as an entertainer, obviously I was doing the karaoke and the DJ, but I've been a singer with the Persuasion Band, and I also have an acoustic duo, and I would perform solo at times as well. So when lockdown happened, particularly for entertainers, there was a huge question mark as to what is going to happen to this industry
mm-hmm.
moving forward. You couldn't perform anywhere. You couldn't really sing anywhere. Bar, you couldn't congregate. No bars, no festivals, nothing. And Fusion was my way of saying, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to be ready for it when it does.
Yeah.
And I am going to be ready to turn and move, and which way is this industry going to go? And I am going to create something that I can move with that flow depending on where that road goes.
I love how you said that. You are really cooking with grease today, because I was thinking that all morning is like for my creative process also, it's you have to be ready when the time comes for the thing. So it's like seed planting. I've said it 100 times on my podcast. It's like, I like to plant seeds. I'll even open up, if I'm starting another business, I already go and I open up the bank account with the name, the LLC, and park it.
Yeah.
I'm like, here we go. Cause when it's time, it'll evolve and time reveals all.
Yeah.
I like that. And you're into meticulous preparation, I can see.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Very
yeah.
detail oriented,
yes.
but with the business like Fusion and having a team that customizes things
yes.
for your customers, I mean, like, that's invaluable.
It really
is. To have
is.
Someone that's like, their attention to detail and meticulous preparation, like, that's gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of what I do, particularly a lot of the big events that I host through Fusion, it's being able to look at it from the beginning and then look at it from the end and the finish. And then being able to say, what are the steps that you have to put into place now to get there? And being able to look ahead and say, ooh, we got to have this in place. Ooh, we've got to do this. Okay, we've got to create this. Okay, put that into place. Okay, now we can announce we're having the event. But before I even announce the event, I've literally thought through how the last day or the finale or anything like that is going to go, so that I can put all those place markers in place.
Yeah,
to do
all the pieces of the puzzle have to line 100%. Up. I love it. We think very similarly. I love that. I can't wait to collaborate on some of the projects that I mentioned to you with the studio, because the sky's the limit. And when you put like creative genius like yours into the mix, I have been talking to you about you to my engineers for several months now about some of the projects that I've been wanting to work on. And like you just said, you started in 2020, which was years kind of prior to the unknown. Well, I had bought equipment that I wanted to use for my studio and for my other business for training purposes and various other things, which I showed you when you came into mm-hmm. the studio.
It's so cool.
And to get your reaction out of mm-hmm. it, I was like, finally, the right person has seen what I have here. And
we can play with it all.
Yes, I love it. Because like I said, I had that stuff custom made. And I've been sitting on it for a couple of years now. But you have to have the right pieces of the puzzle mm-hmm. all in alignment for it to come to fruition. But I'm patient, like, with everything. But I know when the time is ready, it'll help also bring the studio and my mission with those projects to the next level.
Right.
But, like, just having the opportunity to reconnect with you and getting to highlight Fusion on the podcast, I think is super fantastic. It's amazing. How do people find you? Like, how do they book? Because I know where to find you, but mm-hmm. where does the audience find you?
Well, they can find us at FusionEntertainmentDetroit.com. And they can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. We have a TikTok page as well. I don't maintain the TikTok page probably as much as I should. Same. Yep.
Do you think it's a generational thing? Because I know we're around the same age. So I'm like, I don't know if it's that or what, but I do have the TikTok.
Yes, I do have the TikTok. And I actually posted, what I did is I posted a number of videos. And some of them gotten a lot of views, like almost 500,000 views on some of wow. them. And that's been great, of some amazing talent that has performed at some of our shows. And you should definitely go check some of those videos out. But I kind of stopped because I realized, as a boutique business, meaning that I do 99% of everything mm-hmm. within the business,
yep.
that there's only so many hours in the day. So you have to pick and prioritize
yes.
what are the things that are going to continue your business on the path that you want it to be, and that are going to be profitable, both in obviously financial, but in accomplishment, and
yeah.
what are you trying to do? And TikTok is an amazing, amazing tool. But at the end of the day, I want to book events.
Right.
I want to book gigs. I want to give people jobs. I want to host events that are local here within the area.
Yeah.
And TikTok is a global audience, which is amazing. And the benefits that it offers so many people is incredible. But the benefits to which I need for the furtherment of what I'm trying to do within my own business, it just wasn't in alignment of that.
Yep.
So that was kind of why I stepped away from TikTok, just because getting 1 million views on TikTok is amazing.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that's not going to turn into me booking another job or getting another band hired or doing something
like
that.
Well, like you said, I mean, you're 90% of, you know, advertising and doing all that work and putting it all out there. It's a lot of upkeep with the content.
Yes.
I had to do the same thing. So I had deactivated my Facebook account. I started doing stuff like that, like 15 years ago, 12 years ago or something like that. I would do these hiatuses from social media just to decompress and regroup. Mm-hmm. And I'll do those challenges every now and again, kind of when you have a business like yours or mine, it's relevant to yeah. be on social media. So
100%.
I have Instagram and there is a TikTok, but like I don't give it the attention like that some people do, because that furthers their business along farther. They're looking mm-hmm. for those views. That's not my goal with it. So I'll get to that when there's time. But like I've deactivated from my Facebook account, and I think it was like I would do like, oh, I'm just going to be off Facebook for 3 months. And then now it's 6 months. You know
okay.
what I mean? And I'm like, I should probably get back on there. But I just wanted to be singular or focused, because I'm the one that runs all of that. So
right.
like between Instagram and YouTube, and I was launching the YouTube channel for the podcast, I needed to be singular focused.
Right.
Everything else, there's so much, because it's not just TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. There's all those other ones.
Yes.
I don't even know all their names. names.
Yeah,
and there's so a lot. People will say something to me, like throw a word at me, and I'm like, is that another social media platform? And it's not, but it sounds like one, or
right.
vice versa, something crazy. And yeah, it's a lot to keep up and manage. Like at some point, it'd be nice to pass the torch, you know, for someone to handle all that mm-hmm. stuff. But then there's a whole trust factor.
Yes.
Like, and are they going to market it the way that you see your vision?
Exactly.
You know? So there's
exactly.
that.
And that's a step that I actually do want to get to is that I've been saying this for my family and my friends, Julie, you need an assistant. Julie, you need an assistant. Julie, you need an assistant. So I'm actually looking to, Dylan is actually potentially going to be taking on more responsibility. And then I'm also going to be looking to hire potentially some more people as well, just so that I can focus on some other things versus the general day to day. Because it really is with a small company like mine, and I do all of the booking and all of those other large corporate events. But at the end of the day, I have accounts every single Monday, or I'm sorry, not Monday, Tuesday through Sunday. We have 6 nights a week that we do local shows.
Wow.
And those all have to be maintained with marketing and advertising and outreach to customers to make sure that those bars get the community presence that they've acquired us to bring them.
Yeah.
So
you really packed the house in too. I know, because I've seen it in person.
Thank you.
And people, you have like a loyal following. Like we referenced Dylan, like he was a patron, but like, and then he would bring a posse, mm-hmm. right? And then like the crew that I was a part of, I was tagging along with them. I can't remember what it was. I think we were coming for trivia, mm-hmm. but then like your trivia ends and then all of a sudden the karaoke begins, right?
Yes.
And I'm not a karaoke guy, but you're amazing. You're an amazing singer.
Thank you.
So it's not shocking that you are one of the leads in, you know, your own band.
Thank you.
So that's amazing.
Thank you.
And what a great way to pay tribute to the gentleman that you mentioned that recently passed. He was the founding member of the band.
Yes.
That's amazing that you carry that on for him so
Thank
beautifully.
You.
And I know the right person's a part of the group because you'll maintain his vision for his band.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I'm definitely trying. He was an absolutely amazing man. I mean, I love my own father dearly, but I actually saw my band leader more than I saw my own father.
Yeah.
And over the years, and he was just an amazing man to work with, and he put together an amazing group of musicians. And there came a time, though, when everybody else wasn't ready to be done, and somebody needed to step up and be able to say, okay, I got you guys.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Yeah.
I know how to do this. We can make this happen. I got this.
Yeah.
And so it's really rewarding to still be able to do everything, because fusion in some ways is my long end of the road. At the end of the day, I was a singer first.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's the thing, that one singular thing I love the most is singing. And being a part of the Persuasion band and doing that allows me to still be that person, whereas fusion's kind of my long-term as I get older.
As we go along with more life experience.
I like that sound so much better. Let's
right?
just go with that 100%. 100%. But it's, like I was saying before, you have to look ahead and you have to look at and put things into place as to where are things going to go. And as long as I can, I'm going to sing. When the time comes I can't, I've created Fusion Entertainment to continue.
Yeah. Well, I love the leadership that's within you. Like, you have great leadership qualities. That's amazing to step up and take that on and carry it forward, and then to launch Fusion and all the things that you're doing. Have you always been that way? Like, since the time you were a little kid, would you say? Or did you kind of like, was there an evolution of coming into that and recognizing your gifts? Or were you always kind of aware of your gifts?
That's a very good question. I've always been very comfortable. I've always been very just comfortable with myself. But I wouldn't say that I always stepped up to lead, to be the front person, the one in control, or anything like that. I think that was more of a gradual recognition of who I was as a person as time went on. And I was always very comfortable with myself. And as time went on, I became more comfortable with saying, well, maybe we should do it this way. And you know what? Okay, you guys can do it that way, but I'm going to do it this way.
Yeah.
And kind of ended up leading in that respect.
Yeah.
And then I always had my own ideas of how I wanted to do things. But it wasn't me going into every job I ever had and saying, I want to be manager. It wasn't me going into every company saying, I'm going to run this place one day.
Yes.
It was more, this is how I would like to run my life within the constraints of what you have. And I oftentimes would rise to leadership positions just kind of as it went. But that was never my goal going in.
That's so funny because
same.
Like, I'm telling you, I did not want to be in management when I first started in the company that I worked for 20 years. They kind of baited me into it and they were like, could you just temporarily do this? And I was like, sure, to help you out and I'll do it for this rate.
Okay.
And so we agreed on that and it was supposed to be just a temporary gig and then like it evolved into like, yeah, you're never leaving. We love you. We love your leadership. And I was, because I'm not an aggressive leader and I'm not like coming in to rule with an iron fist, like I'm going to run this place and it's going to be my way or the highway. It's kind of like, well, here's how I see it. If you trust me, like, let me bring it into fruition in this light, in this respect, and we'll go from there. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. That's kind of my style, same as like what you just explained. And then every position that I took on in a leadership capacity just literally organically came one to the next until I worked at that company for 20 years and literally came into every position one after another. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like each position would organically run its course. And then it was like the next level, the next level, the next level. And then it was obviously start a business or go work for someone else, you know, and continue on down that path. But yeah, same thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that. Because you don't have, you're not an overly aggressive person. You're just like, here's my vision and, you know, we'll work. You're like, let's work together.
100%.
So you must be like invaluable to your customers when a customer comes on and they take on a project because you're working together to customize and tailor it to their needs.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's actually one of the taglines of the company is, tell us what you need, we'll make it happen.
Beautiful.
And that's kind of the motto through which I go through things, is that I have my own idea of a vision of what I want Fusion to stand for. But at the end of the day, I'm nothing if I don't have customers.
Yeah.
I'm nothing if I don't have clients. So you can never take away what their desires are. You have to listen. And there are times that I haven't been a match. For one reason or another, that my company is not the match for you. That is okay. Because at the end of the day, this is your vision of what you want. I'm just here to try to help you make it happen.
I love that. So I've had that with my business too, where I'll meet with folks and I'll kind of determine, like, I don't think I'm the right fit for you. I don't think like we're the right fit for each other, but I've got like three referrals for you. And then I'll refer them to another business, another organization similar to mine, but that they would gel or vibe with better.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have no problem doing that, because once you meet someone and you kind of assess the needs and you're like, no, I don't think I'm the right fit for you, but I do know who is.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Because a lot of people will just take the work to get the money. And I think that doesn't build a great reputation.
It does not. I literally, this just happened 2 days ago. I talked myself out of a job. But it was because of what they were looking for and the budget that they had and what they were looking for. And I asked them a few questions. I said, okay, well, I can find you another option. Or, you know, you could just do this. It was a simple DJing event.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, do they have this? Do they have a system? Do they have this? And I talked her through how to basically set it up herself.
That's beautiful. I love that.
And it was like, but based on what you have, this is what you need.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sell you my services. I'm not going to take your money when I can literally in a 5-minute phone call explain to you, this is how you can get done what you need.
Yeah.
And I walked away feeling much better about it. And I knew she was taken care of. She wasn't going to be out a bunch of money she didn't have to spend.
Right.
And then she also said that she's going to refer me to everybody that she knows.
Well, there it is right there.
There it is.
So I do it with the studio all the time. Like I'll get people that come in. I'm like, you could just do this, X, Y, and Z, and boom, you're done. Like I'll help people in any way I can. But and when I do that, it's invaluable because – you never know who's connected to who, and I don't do it for that, but like that organically happens when you put it out there, and that's always worked out for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem taking a call from somebody. I've done it for years since I started my business, and that people will always look out for you when you offer that kindness and generosity of your time and your expertise.
Mm-hmm.
It goes a long way.
It does.
Really does. Yeah.
And I mean, it is kind of like, I'm not sure how much you believe in karma, but I do believe that.
Heavily.
That if you go through life and you're a good person and you do things with good intentions. None of us are perfect, but if your intentions are good, eventually that's going to work out.
Absolutely.
You're going to draw the people near you that are like you. You're going to have your circle be filled with people that are like-minded. And that's where you should want to spend your life, is surrounded by people with good intentions.
Yes. When I started up the business, the first business, it was the amalgamation of the five people you spend the most time with. You are the amalgamation of the people you spend the most time with. The five people, I think it is, if you put a number to it. I think I've read it three and some I've read it five, but mm-hmm. it's true. Mm-hmm. It's so very true. Birds of a feather flock together and yes. you attract your tribe. I believe that. Mm-hmm. And I believe that you believe that. I can tell. And I heavily Absolutely. Believe in karma. And, you know, I like to put out the good vibes and the good energy, help people along, and in turn, people will help you back. It's awesome.
Absolutely.
I think it's a great policy to live by.
Certainly try.
Yeah. Well, with everything that you've got going on, what's cooking over the summer? What events are coming up? What's going on?
A lot. Well, the Persuasion Band is very busy throughout the summer, and we do weddings and corporate events, but the summertime, there's always all sorts of concerts. So all sorts of concerts throughout various cities throughout the state of Michigan, and you can find the band schedule on the Persuasion Band Instagram page, and we also have a Facebook page, but it's actually, we have a new page, so you'd want to go to the newest page, not the old page. But you can also come to persuasionbanddetroit.com.
And so if somebody wants to book you guys, if somebody wants to book the band, Persuasion Band, they would just go to the Facebook or the website and there's prompts?
Yes. In fact, if you want to find out Persuasion Band summer calendar, I would go to persuasionbanddetroit.com. And there are links to our Instagram page and our Facebook page right at the top of that. So you can follow us on social media and check out where we're going to be. We do summer concerts all across the state throughout the summer.
That's fantastic. And so it's kind of the same protocol for Fusion. So if somebody wants to book you for a customized entertainment event, they would just reach out to you on via Instagram or the website?
Yes, Instagram, Facebook, or the website. And once again, that is fusionentertainmentdetroit.com. So those are both links. You can find our socials on both of those and my direct phone numbers. You can reach out and like I said before, whatever they need. So if you're not sure if you would need my company, just reach out and ask, because if you don't need me, I can definitely direct you to the person that you do.
That's amazing. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to booking you for some of the projects I've got going in the studio, and we're going to make that happen.
Yes.
So that's going to be really fun, because I'll be on the other end of, you'll be hosting me really with whatever we cook up together. That'll be amazing.
Ooh, my brain is going to start tickling and yes. figuring out some things to make you do.
I like it already.
Are we talking about the gaming aspect?
Yes.
Or are we? Okay.
I'm into the gaming aspect.
Okay.
So, like, let's bring that in, because yes. That's been cooking in my brain for a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I know I have the creative genius sitting right here in my very studio. So I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, I love it. Well, years ago, when you had mentioned when we first met back at the Hamlin Pub, we met with the trivia. Well, I was running the trivia, but I was actually creating the trivia as I went, because I had seen bar trivia everywhere. Everywhere
yeah.
you go, there's bar trivia, and bar trivia is great.
Yep.
And the company I worked for at that time had their own trivia. I decided I wanted my own. And so when you came, I was actually creating that trivia as it went. And as the years have gone on, one of the aspects of Fusion Entertainment is I have this, my own trivia / game night. So I actually will do game night activities for corporate retreats, for corporate team building activities, for their parties. And it essentially takes elements of trivia and then combines it with every kind of fun, crazy game you've ever seen on a TV show or a talk show. And depending upon what works for this crowd, and then making it happen. So if you see all those videos at like the holidays with the family games,
yeah.
well, I make corporations do those games.
Perfect.
And it's so much fun.
I mean, that's exactly kind of what I had in mind when I got the gaming equipment that I showed you. Like, I found
yes.
the place that custom makes what you want, brought it all. I've got the prize wheel and all the
yes.
things. But I'm like, I need the creative genius to bring it to fruition, because I can only take something so far that's out of my wheelhouse. Do
okay.
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's your expertise and your wheelhouse. So what I want to do when you come back into the studio and we start working together on these projects is kind of showcase what you can customize for a customer, meaning me,
yes,
in the Inner Circle Studio with Fusion Entertainment. I love that collaboration.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
That's going to be amazing. So much fun.
I'm really looking forward to it.
I promise I won't break eggs on your... on your head. We'll turn it into
we'll have Neil's gonna have his work cut out for him. We're gonna have a bucket of slime rigged up to the ceiling.
We could get
the question wrong, and yeah,
absolutely. The possibilities are endless with the amount of toys that you have here.
Yes, it's crazy. We can do anything. So I'm looking forward to this. It's gonna be great. Well, Julie, it's been a pleasure having you in the studio today.
Thank you.
Very inspirational, and you've come so far. 5 years. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It's such an honor to be here. It's such an amazing joy to reconnect with you. And I can't wait to collaborate with you further on future projects and gaming. It's
amazing.
Gonna be so cool.
I'm honored to have your creative genius sitting here in the studio. Thank you so much for coming out today.
Thank you.
Yes. All right, guys. The beautiful Julie D. That's a wrap.